Okay, we just have a little bit left over from yesterday's shiur before we talk a little bit about Yoni Purim. So we left off yesterday that Rashba reinvented the whole new case. We thought we knew what gun of Tavach for Shabbos meant. We thought it means the guy steals at 10 o'clock in the morning. He's Tavach at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He did an act of Chilul Shabbos derech the Geneva. He did an act of Chilul Shabbos derech the Tvicha. And Rashi filled in the details, how the Geneva was a Chilul Shabbos, the carrying, the whole story, carried the animal, etc. So the Rashba says it's not true. The Rashba says it's not true on many, many levels. It's not true because, first of all, technically, why is Geneva an act of Chilul Shabbos? It's very difficult to understand. Even Rashba putting his fingers on the case. And number two, the last thing the Rashba wanted to do was to imply that Ganav Tavach for Shabbos, yeah, but Ganav Shabbos and Tavach B'chol, no, because that would undermine his entire theory of Ein Geneva in Tvicha. So therefore, the Rashba said what's really going on in the Gemara is a totally different case. Ganav Tavach doesn't mean there was ever an act of Geneva. The act of Geneva was derech the Tvicha. I didn't steal your animal. Your animal walked into my backyard in the middle of the night and Friday night. I didn't do anything wrong. And come Shabbos at 10 o'clock, I realize I need some chulin. So I go in and I shecht it. That is the Geneva. That is the Tvicha. It's all rolled into one. It's Hanuhach. What do you mean the Geneva? Where's the Geneva? What's the Geneva? So the Terence says that, well, I mean, having in mind to be Gonev with the stomach with the Kinyan Chatzer at the time that I'm shechting, so that's the act of Geneva. So the Rashba was quick to point out, well, wait a second. Wasn't there a Geneva that preceded that? And if there was a Geneva that preceded that, then we're going to be in trouble. Because the whole idea of Rabba was to say that the Geneva is done derech Kibbeh Drachmanetu in order to invoke the principle of Ein Geneva in Tvicha Mechira. If there was a Geneva that preceded that, then the whole shot unravels. So wasn't there a Geneva preceding that? Wasn't there? Wasn't this animal in my Rishus beforehand? So what does the Rashba say? What's the Rashba? Rashba said what? I didn't have in mind to be kind yet. It walks into my backyard. I see it. I'll give it back at some point. I'm not concentrating. I'm on my way to shul right now, 8 o'clock. I'm not thinking about stealing your animal. When I get home and I realize I don't have children, that's a whole different crisis. Crisis mode. I got to shecht your animal. But 8 o'clock in the morning, or let's say I'm davening 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm davening till 8 minutes, I'm not so from. So davening 9:30, Krishna. What's Krishna between friends? So Krishna's brichos. Say how you want also. Come on, I'm a ganav. So that was off the record. So Rabbi said, for him, home is for him. So comes the Rashba and says, Chacham Ma'eskinan, that I didn't have in mind to be Kona. The implication of the Rashba is obvious, that if I would have had in mind to be Kona, then what would have happened? I would have been Kona. Where's the Kinyan Geneva? Where's the Kinyan Geneva? It's like a Kinyan Chatzer. Oh, you don't have to ask the question, where's the Kinyan Geneva? What do you have to ask? Where's the Maisa Geneva? Is there a Maisa Geneva? Doesn't everybody know there's a din of Maisa Geneva? It's not enough to have a Kinyan Geneva without a Maisa Geneva. Doesn't everybody know that? So who knew that? Ketzois for sure knew that, right? Ketzois held that the requirement of a Maisa is so critical that without a Maisa, you don't become nothing. You're not a Gavan, a Gazan, a Chayv, a Kefan, a Chayv, a Karen, a Chayv, a Chayv, nothing. Remember the Ketzois said a deal from Rashi, or a deal from Rashi. Rashi gave an example. How do you know that Chatzar is kind of in Mimatis to be other Geneva? So the law double Lashon, the Kefa Lashon is the Rabbos, Chatzero. So Rashi said, what do you mean Chatzero? So Rashi gave you a whole story. And when the Torah says Chatzero is kind of by Geneva, Rashi says, that means Geon Shinal, Nolafanev. The guy went ahead and locked the gate. He told Rashi, the guy's locking the gate. How did Rashi know? Doesn't say that in the Gemara, they locked the gate. So comes the Ketzois and says, Rashi understood, of course they had to lock the gate. If you didn't lock the gate, if you didn't do anything, so that's not a Maisa Geneva. And for that matter, it's not a Maisa Gezeil either. And for that matter, he's not even Chagin Achrayas. So Ketzois had his famous Shita, right? We spoke about this by Rikos earlier on. Ketzois had his famous Shita that a Kinyan Geneva, just because it was an actual Kinyan, a Kinyan Chatzar, is not enough for the Din Geneva to kick in. It's not even enough for the Din Gezeil to kick in. You need a Maisa plus a Kinyan in order to be called a Ganav or a Gazlan. When do we talk about this? Who remembers? Which sugi do we talk about this on? Who remembers? When do we talk about this ketzais? Whether it's Vos Pshat in the Gemara, when the guy swallows the food, right? Right? The guy swallows the tumor. Today's daf. Today's daf. Unbelievable. Today's daf. It's, I don't know if it's disheartening or not. I'm not sure how to say it, but I'm doing daf yomi, and I'm watching like weeks go by. They're going up and going by in like minutes. Some daf yomi seconds. A line that it took us, lo tzricha hadra derchak. It's 2 weeks this year. One line. It's different. Okay, it's different. Who was that? I think Rabbi Fran said, not at this past Dafyomi Museum, I think two Dafyomi Museums ago. So I think Rabbi Fran said that Dafyomi, he gave us some marshal, he said, Dafyomi is like when you, you know, sometimes when you fly through, you have to switch planes somewhere. So sometimes you have an hour, so you get out of the airport. So you run around, take a quick tour of the city. So the guy stops in London. So he looks at all London in an hour. He saw all of London. He said, 1 hour, then he got such a good time seeing London, and now he said, there's so much to see, now he's got to go book a vacation to go spend a month in London, to go see every single detail. So he said, Dafyomi's like the guy who, you know, he dropped in for a minute, he got so excited, he's got to come back. And then when he comes back, he's got to come back slowly, he's got to come back and really, really appreciate it. Interesting. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So Rashi, at least the way the Ktzos said Rashi, you need Nol Lefereh, the Maisa Geneva, and the emphasis. Even those who disagreed with the Ktzos. Who's the Bar Plukta of the Ktzos in this one? The Imre Moshe. It was our first introduction to Imre Moshe this year, right? I think so. The Imre Moshe said, no, Rashi is not, the Ktzos is not right that you need a Maisa in order to be called the Gazlon. Since the Gemara was talking about, Rashi was talking about a parsha of Geneva, in order to have a shame Ganav, in order for Kefil to kick in, then and only then do you have to have a Maisa. But to be Chayv and Achrayas, Logora from Gazlon, says the Imre Moshe, a Ganav without a Maisa Geneva is Logora than a who? Is that worse than a who? Than a Gazlon. Right? Remember that? That was all you saw from the Imre Moshe. You know, this is interesting. I just thought of it. This is really a common theme that Imre Moshe looked at things. We usually think Ganav and Gazlon are two totally different things. So the Imre Moshe says every Ganav, licked in every Geneva is a Maisa Gazela, is a Gazela. It's just that Geneva is Gazela plus. That's the way the Imre Moshe is learning. So every once in a while, you don't have that plus. So when you don't have that plus, you're still no worse than a Gazlon. So where did we just say? Where did you just say this? Yesterday, right? Right. You just said this. But he just said, Moshe, he just said it yesterday. It's the same. I mean, it's not the exact same thing, but it's a similar kind of a thing. That you can have a situation where somebody did a Maisa Geneva. I don't mean Maisa like that. So a person did something that looks like Geneva. It has all the trappings, all the physical characteristics of Geneva. But we can't call you a Ganav. We just cannot call you a Ganav. Why? Because there's some kind of a quirk. Either the quirk is Begun Rebase. Ish is lacking, right? Said Shalom, right? Like from yesterday. Or there's something lacking. There's no Maisa. And the Torah says there's got to be a Maisa. So even though you're not a Ganav, we could still give you the wonderful title of being a Gazlon. And the Nafkamina being a Gazlon is you're still Chayav Rachrayas, but you're not going to be, you're still Chayav, whatever. It's a new called, new Shas Gazel, whatever you want to call it. But it's not going to carry with it all the trappings of Geneva. So I just realized that this Imre Moshe of yesterday is really the same type of theme as this Imre Moshe of today. So anyway, we get back to the story. So it comes out that there is some kind of a requirement of a Maisa, either to create even a Shem Gazlon, or at least to create a Shem Ganav, you need some kind of a Maisa. Just having experienced, you know, passively a Kidya taking place on its own is not enough to get the ball rolling in terms of Ganav. So the Dvavrom, I think, correctly points out that this is not accepted by this Rashba. Again, these are not Meshubah to the Rashba, because the Maisa, they were saying it, but that's Rashi. But according to the Rashba, it doesn't seem to be true. Because according to the Rashba, it sounds like it's all happening by itself. As long as you're having in mind. The Rashba said, if you had in mind, But if you didn't have in mind, so then it sounds from the Rashba, it sounds like that if you had in mind, then it would really work. Not only would Gazela work, your name would work also. You would become a real full-fledged Ganav for all the purposes and all the added bonuses of being Chayav, Kefil, and Dal. Hey, so it sounds like that this is really Mechlekes HaRishonim. Whether this whole institution of Maisa is really necessary altogether is Mechlekes HaRishonim, which is not bad for us, because we already know this back from the Ritzva days, back from today's Daf Yomi. We already identified 2 days in Taisus. Rav Chanan already identified 2 days in Taisus back 6 months ago that have this very same Mechlekes. So it's just an interesting aura that all of a sudden in our Sugya, you find this nuance going back, takes us all the way back to the previous 30 sugyas ago. This added nakuda, this added bonus in terms of what is necessary to make a person to a Shem Ganav.
If you don't need a Maisa, then you can never have the Rashba's case, because as soon as you go to get the knife, you go shach, then you're saying, like, okay, you know, I'm going to go steal it. Let me go get the knife.
No. I'm not sure about that. It means the guy's walking with his knife. He sees a lot of animals there, some of it his, some of the other ones. So the only act that's really considered, it's only b'shas t'vicha, that's considered to be the Gemara Machshav. I think so. But it's just a technical issue in terms of the Rashba. So Rabbi Say, since we mentioned the Ketzayis, so we just learned the Eira that the Rashba is against the Ketzayis, again, not the end of the world that this Rashba is against the Ketzayis. The Ketzayis was saying it according to Rashi. I mean, the Tosfos thought everybody agreed to it, but the Rashba probably doesn't agree to the Ketzayis. It's hard to leave this last Likud of the Sugi alone, because we have to make a complete circle in terms of this sheet is a Ketzayis. The Ketzayis was the biggest believer in this idea that you need a Maisa Geneva, and if you don't have a Maisa Geneva, there's nothing to talk about. Kidding Geneva from today till tomorrow is not going to help. It's not going to make you a Gaz, it's not going to make you a Gaz, it's not going to garnish and garnish. That is the sheet is a Ketzayis. That was the Ketzayis loud and clear from 6 months ago. If you go back to the Ketzayis that we spent so much time on this week, the Ketzayis about the person who drinks the bottle of wine that used to be worth one and now it's worth four. Remember, we went from one to four. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, but Yechai have to pay four, right? Yechai have to pay the larger amount. So we had big machlokes. Why exactly Yechai have to pay the bigger amount? Who remembers? We'll chazar from yesterday. Why Yechai have to pay the bigger amount? What's the most extreme shita? Why Yechai have to pay the biggest amount? What's the Rambam shita? The Yechai b'toras what? Ganav, because the Rambam says Yechai kefel, so it's clear that the Rambam held Yechai b'toras ganav. That was the Rambam and the Ritva. That was the biggest extreme, right? Yechai b'toras ganav. Then you had others who said, no, you're not really Chayv Teres Ganav, you're Chayv Teres Gazlon. And who was that, basically, with the touch-up? Was it Nesivus with the Imran Moshe's touch-up from yesterday? And then you have others who said, no, Nishkin Ganav, Nishkin Gazlon, what are you? You're Mazik. And that was, of course, brought to you by the Chumisharan, but of course, most supported, most defended, and most known as the Sheet of Zechutzais. Anyone saw the Ketzayis inside? I think it was on the Memory Covens, right? Wasn't it? What was the Ketzayis' raya? He had a few rayas. What was his raya that the person is only a mazik and nothing more, nothing less? The Ketzayis says, don't call him a ganav or a gazlan. The person is not even ganav de b'chol. Don't call him a ganav or a gazlan, says the Ketzayis. Why? Who saw the Ketzayis? Yeah, Ketzayis me. What was the Ketzayis' raya? Beteda, says the Ketzayis. The afilu gazan rishon en chad l'shalmach shasek zeila. The e gazal chavisa bechamer mekar shavizu l'sof shavidal tovu shashim shalm dal v'meir v'sham zuzay v'lo sagid lo agba l'chavisa bosta de shavidalid. Says the Ketzayis. Almost like your question. Didn't the person pick up the barrel after it was worth four? It was worth four and anything. I want to just map out the timeline for me, okay? He stole it was worth one. Now wine went up in price, it's worth four. It's sitting there as four zuzim in his backyard, and he goes over there and he takes a straw and he sips and he drinks out of the barrel. That's what happens. Is that what happens? Probably what? Probably not, right? He probably picked up the barrel. So comes the Ketzayis and says, if it went from one to four, the Gemara is drawing a distinction between whether he drank it or whether it broke by itself. What does the Gemara not mention? What's an in-between case? He drank it or broke by itself? What if it broke by itself, but before it broke, he picked it up at some point? It's not impossible. It could be that he picked it up at some point. So it comes to itself and says, how come the Gemara doesn't say anything about that? How come the Gemara doesn't say that at some point after turn four, he picked? How come the Gemara just make a blanket statement and say, if it goes from one to four, if it's nishpara me'elav, so he's only chai of one. How do you know, says the Ketzayis? Maybe he picked it up beforehand. Does that mean Fendal, says the Ketzayis, even picking it up beforehand wouldn't do the trick? Wouldn't make you chai for four. Why? Picking it up, we can label you as a wat, but not a wat. Plug in the wats. Picking it up, we could label you as a what? As a, what is picking up something? A gazlan, a ganav, whatever you want to call him. Call him a gazlan, that could be, but what can we not call you for picking something up? Can't call you a mazik yet. So says the Ketzayis, the reason why the Gemara didn't address the possibility of nishpar me'elav, because it really wouldn't make much of a difference. That's the Ketzayis' nuance of a raya. If the Ketzayis would have just stopped here, we could raise, let's say, Purim Torah. Or Torah Purim. But comes the Ketzayis that adds one more nekuda. Comes the Ketzayis and says, "V'hoid, the habechat serohi, v'chol shaita v'shaita gazlei, v'mayim shanabo." Zoktzeis, even if he didn't pick it up, he should be chayav four. Why? Get the timeline properly. He stole it when it was worth one. It's now worth four. Where is it? Where is it right now? Where is it? It's sitting in his rishus, says Zoktzeis. So if you hold his chayav as betaris mazik, the fact that it's sitting in his rishus l'mal v'meirin, because you can't have a second gazelik. Ena gozlem and a gazlem chayav, is Zoktzeis speaking. But if you want to be devil's advocate, you want to disagree with me and go down the route of gazela, like my colleague, like my friend Ninesivis, you want to call the guy a gazlan. If you think that that's true, that the guy's a gazlan, no, what's the ktesis kasha? He should be chayv to pay four even without drinking it. Even if it happened by itself or broke by itself, he should be chayv to pay four because he was gazel it when it was in his rishos. Because he was gazel all day, kinin chotzer. That's the Ktois's raya. Right? There's the raya from Ktois. Okay? So Ktois says that what are you telling me that the only reason why you pay four is because you drank it? No, you should have to pay four even if it broke by itself because it's impossible that you didn't pick it up. And even if you didn't pick it up, it's still been sitting in your rishos. That was the Ktois's raya. Now, of course, the Nesivus wouldn't be Mesiachis to either of those two rayas. Why? Because the Nesivus says Ktois is right. The only reason why you become a god of a gazlan is why? Because when you destroy it, it becomes what? It becomes Eino Shalom, right? So the Sivus wouldn't be Mesiachais that he's right. But we're learning the Ktois right now. So comes the Ktois and says, I must be right that Mazik is the name of the game. Mazik is the Kaveh here. It's not a din of Gazlan, because if it would have been a din of Gazlan, just the fact that it's in my Rishus should have been sufficient to call me a Gazlan. Rabbi Sai, what should be going down at this Ktois? All kind of penalty marks in this. What did the Ktois just say? The Ktois just said that he could have become a gazlan. If things like he could have been a gazlan, he could have become a gazlan, what? Without a maisa gazela. Just a kinyan alone. The Ktois is bringing a raya from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say yechayav four for nishma memela. There's a raya that there's no gazela, there's no gazlan in a gazlan being chayav. It's impossible. Because otherwise this would have qualified as a gazela. Because, why? This would have qualified as a gazela, just the fact that it's a kinyan chatzah. Aye, but there's no maisa gazela. If it would have been anybody else bringing this raya, it would have said, good raya. Ktois. The Ktois himself to bring the raya is pillay ploy. So everybody points out, the Bible says they don't know what he's talking about. The Mechid is covered here with Ktois. The Ktois himself was the last one to bring this raya. I don't know how the Ktois could bring this raya, knowing with the Ktois himself was the biggest anti a gazela without a mice gazela. It's a pillay. I don't have any favorites into this.
He's talking in the Nesivus anyway, so maybe.
No, he's not attacking the Ktsivus.
He's talking within those people.
No, but they don't. They're two different issues. I don't know. Sorry, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why the Ktsivus put this right. But basically, to sum up what we have over here, the bottom line is, how do we get onto this whole discussion? Because we had to explain away what that magic words, what those magic words mean in Ein Ganeiv, Ein Tavicha Mechira. Because that was Rabba's of Kimta. Rabba was forced into that statement because Rabba had this whole grandiose theory about how Knas doesn't pater from Kimmel, is not pater by Kimmel Dramine, Knas Achidash HaTorah, so therefore you have to pay even though there is a Kimmel Dramine. But Rabba agrees that the Karen of Geneva is covered by Kimmel Dramine, it would be pater. Then Rabba was Mechadish, Men Geneva, and Tvicha Mechira, and then you have to figure out what the case is. Go to Mechadish Shabbos, go to Mechadish Shabbos, with the Machadish Dirash, with the Ritva, we've got the whole ball rolling. All of this machlokes and the Rashbas and Ritvas and Rambams all relates to this Rambam, the Sivas, Ktsois, and all these complicated stories in terms of the fundamental question is when you had one Geneva, you had one Gezela, can you potentially repeat it again? Can you have a Ganem and a Ganem? Can you have a Gazlem and a Gazlem? What if I'm the Ganem Rishon? I'm the Ganem Sheni? What if I'm the Gazlem Rishon? I'm the Gazlem Sheni? All the different possibilities all revolve around how do we pshat in Gemara with those magic words in Ein Geneva, Ein Tavicha Mechira. Okay? All right, everyone got it? Any questions? Let's take a little forum.